God bless you, God bless you, God bless you, and God bless even you. Welcome to the Midweek Power Nugget, where 15 minutes of your day can change, will change. If you let it, it will transform your entire life. So grateful to God that He has given us another opportunity to be able to come together and to study His Word. So grateful to God that He's given us another day in this life's journey. So grateful to God that He has loved us enough that He has spared our lives to come together once again. Let us pray. Father, we glorify You today. We magnify You. God, we lift Your name on high. God, thanking You for another day. God, as we awake on this morning, we can look through the newspaper. We can hear on the radio. We can look in our social media accounts and see that some that we may have called on yesterday are not available to us in this lifetime to call on today. But God, we recognize that it is by Your word, God, that You've allowed us to be able to be here again. Your word declares that You have written out the script to this life. God, we have no say-so. We have no buy-in. There is nothing we could do or say to allow us to be a part of this life, but God, it is yet by Your word, God, that You've allowed us again to be a part of Your plan, God, and it is Your plan of redemption that we are a part of. God, thank You. Thank You that even in our frailties, thank You that even in our shortcomings, thank You that even in our missteps, You have not counted it against us, and You've allowed us to come together once more and again. God, thank You. Thank You, God, for allowing us to be able to study Your word together. God, thank You for Your word that continues to be a light to us, continues to be a guide to us, continues to be the roadmap by which we live. Thank You, God, for these that have assembled here on today. God, that You've allowed us to be able to come together. God, thank You that You let us study together, You let us grow together, You let us know together. So God, speak to us clearly on today. We will be spoken to. And God, we glorify You, we reverence You, we bless You, and it is in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen and amen. I am so grateful that God has allowed us once again to be able to come together, to be able to study God's word. On today, I'm going to do something a little different, and I pray to be able to do it throughout the course of the month. As this is November, the 11th month of the year of 2021, and November is known for the holiday that's within this month, which is Thanksgiving, I want to be able to give a series of verses throughout the month, and then focus on a particular aspect of Thanksgiving or thankfulness or however it is you decide to call it. So I'm going to go into a number of books, pull out a number of scriptures that reference Thanksgiving. So the first one that I'm giving you is Colossians, the fourth chapter, the second verse. Colossians, the fourth chapter, the second verse. And these will also be from a myriad of books of the Bible, or excuse me, versions of the Bible. So if I neglect to give you a version of the Bible, then please don't hold it against me. It's because I'm trying to move kind of quick to give it to you. So Colossians, the fourth chapter, the second verse will be the first one. And this one I'll read from the New American Standard Bible. Since I said that, I remember it now. Colossians 4 and 2, New American Standard Bible says this: devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. Praying at the same time for us as well, that God will open to us a door for the word, so that we may speak forth the mysteries of Christ, for which I have also been imprisoned, that I may make it clear in the way I ought to speak. Again, devote yourself to prayer, keeping alert in it with an attitude of thanksgiving. The second one will be from 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 11th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter and the 11th verse. I'm going to drop back to the 10th verse and include the 11th verse. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, the 10th and 11th verses. And I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. It says it like this: For God is the one who provides seed to the farmer and then bread to eat. In the same way, he will provide and increase your resources and then produce a great harvest of generosity in you. Verse 11, yes, you will be enriched in every way so that you can always be generous. And when we take your gifts to those who need them, they will thank God. They will thank God. Go into 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. And we're going to do the 4th and 5th verses. 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter. We'll do the 4th and 5th verses. Excuse me. We're going to read this from the Passion Translation. Yeah. No, we'll do it from the New Living Translation. New Living Translation, 1 Timothy, the 4th chapter, the 4th and 5th verses. Says this: Since everything God created is good, we should not reject any of it, but receive it with thanks. For we know it is made acceptable by the word of God and prayer. The last one I'm going to give you today is Psalm 106 and 1. Psalms 106 and 1. And this one I'll give you from the Message. Psalm 106 and 1 says, Hallelujah. Thank God. And why? Because he's good. Because his love lasts. And the word of the Lord is blessed. On today, I want to talk to you from Don't Let Details Distract You from Thankfulness. Don't let details distract you from thankfulness. You may say, how does that tie in with those scriptures? Well, remember, I said that I'm going to read you scriptures that talk about being thankful or thankfulness. And then I'm going to give you, just a little bit of a talk on that. Because even in saying, in reading through these scriptures, reading in Colossians and reading in Psalm and reading in 2 Corinthians, 1 Timothy, any scripture that I would have read you, if you've got something going on in your life right now, you may have allowed the details of your life to be able to distract you from being able to be thankful. Even in reading those scriptures, you may have said, it's difficult for me to be thankful based on everything that I've got going on. Well, can I help you out with something? Just because you got some stuff going on doesn't stop God from being good. It doesn't stop us from being able to give God thanks. I want to remind you of a familiar cartoon that is shown every November. You all probably know what it is already. It is from the comic strip Peanuts, the Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. I'm sure many of you all grew up reading it before there was cable. It used to be what was called primetime television. And so it would come on oftentimes. It would come on CBS. I think rarely it will come on ABC. I don't know if it was ever on NBC. But Charlie Brown Christmas, excuse me, Thanksgiving, because it was a Charlie Brown Christmas, but Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. And I won't go through the entire thing, but if you remember, Charlie Brown was supposed to be going with his sister, Sally, to his grandparents' house for Thanksgiving dinner. And then Peppermint Patty calls and tells Chuck that her parents were out of town, and she invites herself over for Thanksgiving dinner. And then after she invites herself, Charlie Brown's trying to figure out, okay, well, we got to try and figure out what to do here. She calls back and says, Hey, Chuck, I'm going to be bringing Marcy with me. And then she goes on to include somebody else in coming. And so now here it is. Charlie Brown has three different guests that are coming. Franklin was the third one. That's what it was. I had to think about it. He has three different guests, and he's trying to figure out what to do because he's supposed to be going to his grandparents' house. If you all remember anything about Peppermint Patty would just, over-talk and out-talking, fast-talk, Charlie Brown. So Charlie Brown didn't have a chance to tell her that he wasn't even going to be there. So his good old friend Linus says, "Look, then have two dinners. Have one here at your house, Peppermint Patty and her friends, and then have another one at your grandparents' house." And Charlie Brown says, "Really, all I can make is cold cereal and toast. No cracks from folks, please." So they say, "Well, we'll just make what we make." And so, he does the cereal and toast, and there was popcorn and jelly beans, I think. I'm doing it from memory. And they pull out these mishmash chairs and put this on the, gets ready to put this on the table, and Linus does the prayer. After the prayer, Snoopy brings out the stuff, and Peppermint Patty starts to get distracted. She's like, "Where's the turkey? Where's the stuffing? Where's the pumpkin pie? Where's the cranberry sauce?" And she gets really distracted by the details, not remembering that she, was able to come to someone else's house for a Thanksgiving dinner because no one was at her own home. And she got stuck in head knowledge of what she believed Thanksgiving should be and didn't have gratitude out of heart knowledge. What am I trying to tell you today? We all get distracted by stuff and we forget to say thanks. It doesn't mean that life is perfect. It does mean that God is still good. And because God is still good, we should still be thankful. I didn't read this scripture, but 1 Thessalonians 5:18 says, "In everything give thanks." In other words, be thankful in all circumstances because this is God's will for us who belong in Christ Jesus. It doesn't say be thankful for everything. It says in everything. In other words, even when we're dealing with stuff, we're still supposed to be thankful. We're still supposed to be thankful because God is still in the details. God is still God. God's will is for all of us to have a grateful heart no matter what we're dealing with. And we have to get out of our head and not get so tripped up on what we believe life should be so that we be thankful for God being God. I don't know of anybody who has ever had a perfect Thanksgiving every time. Somebody messes up the food or something. Somebody's late with a portion of the food. People come late. Got babies. Got folks that argue. Got the siblings that argue. Got family members that are, not in agreement about who's playing in the football game. "You don't know what you're talking about, man. That it's always something. Not enough money. Somebody comes in and think they got too much money. It's always something." But as years go on, we forget about those details that happen at that Thanksgiving dinner. But the enemy will want those details to distract you from what you should really be focusing on. And that is the giver of gifts, God. So this year, don't get so distracted by the details. But remember that God is still good. God is still giving out good gifts. God is still the master of the details. So don't get distracted with your head knowledge, looking at what you think life should be like for you. In contrast, be grateful that you're still in this life, to watch what God is going to do with your life. It's not a matter of thanking God for your circumstances, but be thankful in your circumstances. Don't let details distract you from being thankful. Let's pray. Our gracious God and our Father, God, we bless you. God, thank you for reminding us, even in the midst of stuff that's going on, that we're still to be thankful. God, help us to not be distracted by stuff that's going on, but to remember that you are still a good and a gracious God towards us. God, help us to be your change agents. Help us to have an attitude of gratitude as we go about our day to day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God bless each and every one of you. Go out and have an amazingly God-blessed day.